This is Sunday Conversations. Sunday Conversations is a presentation of Davis Broadcasting, Inc. in cooperation with Russell Innovation Center for Entrepreneurs, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Hello, and welcome to Sunday Conversations on Smooth Jazz 101, Smooth Jazz 100. I'm your host, Ashley Scott, the Internal Communications Manager at the Russell Innovation Center for Entrepreneurs. And today we learn of another Rice stakeholder's journey to entrepreneurship. Good morning, Miss Avery Liggin.
Good morning. So happy to be here.
So happy to have you. Now, first off, we have a history because I remember coming to one of your first Black Woman Mogul events.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. I still remember that fondly.
It's been a pleasure to watch your brand grow, to see how you've transformed your own personal image and just continue to just develop what I say credibility in these Atlanta streets.
Thank you.
A brand master. So I'm excited to talk a little bit about, first off, how you got started and founding Black Women Moguls and what it means for you and for the women who are a part of your organization.
Yes, I love this question because it has truly been an evolution. So I always say Black Women Moguls was birthed from Black Business Connect. And as I was going through my own journey, figuring out, okay, how can I find my own success in my company? What can I give to others? And then as I was continuing that journey, I learned that there were a lot of Black women like myself who needed that same information, needed that same expertise. So finding my target market, or I should say my target market found me, mm-hmm. That's why I decided to start Black Women Moguls.
What did you do before Black Women Moguls?
What didn't I do?
That's a true entrepreneur. Right
there. Yes. So it started in 2010 when I started designing websites in college. And so that's not my degree. I had a background in political science, worked for the governor for a little bit. But I knew that I would always come back to entrepreneurship because even as a child, I was making bath salts, selling it to my mom's friends, selling Girl Scout cookies. And then even later, she told me that at the age of 3, I sold a bracelet to one of her clients. So I've technically been an entrepreneur since the age of 3.
I love that. I love it. And so your background as a political major, political background, how do you kind of transition some of that knowledge, some of that insight that I'm sure you got working for the governor into this business that you've created now?
Yes, that's a great question because even though I did take a detour, I would say that going to Clark Atlanta University, first of all, shout out, and then also getting my master's, which is where I really honed in on my writing skills, those skills have translated because I work with clients to do their copywriting for Lead Magnet Generation. Of course, my graphic design experience and website experience has still followed me. And then seeing the systems and operations of the government has translated to me being able to implement systems and strategies for my own company and also clients as well.
I love that. And so we always hear that it can be challenging. And you even said your target demographic found you, Black woman, because it can be challenging as a Black woman entrepreneur. So what are some of the challenges you might have faced during this journey of building out Black Women Moguls?
Yes, so being a double minority as a woman and as a Black woman, there are many challenges such as access to funding and information. And you can't let those challenges keep you from obtaining your dreams and your vision. It's about being in the right rooms, building those relationships. So I would say that has really transformed the trajectory. And of course, being at Rice alone is enough, but there are so many opportunities out there.
So I want you to think of a time because there's always that, you know, moment in your career, in building your business that just is like transcendent, where it's just like, I'm doing this, I'm good at this. Mm-hmm. And then there's also those moments where it's like, am I gonna keep doing this? Something's not right. So is there any moments that stand out in your mind on your entrepreneurial journey that you want to just kind of share as that hero story that might inspire someone else?
Yes, I would say, and this will go to a lot of entrepreneurs struggle when it comes to pricing. So there was a time when I thought I hated website design, even though I had all of these years of experiences. And then I realized, oh, wait, I'm just not charging enough for these website prices, mm-hmm. because I put a lot of time and effort into the craft that I build. So that's one thing. And then sometimes, you know, I will say you won't always be motivated, but if you have that discipline, it will carry carry you a long way. So even though I've had many failures with various entrepreneurial ventures, Black Woman Moguls has been constant because that is really my purpose. And even though men come to me as well, so it's not just Black women, but I have found my true purpose to work with entrepreneurs to help them prioritize their passion.
So prioritizing passion, especially when you found out that your pricing wasn't there, I can see how that can take a hit to your passion. Like I have a long background in marketing and doing digital marketing and websites and all that stuff too. And you're right, that pain point of not charging enough can really take you out of business in some cases. So when you finally did decide to adjust your pricing strategy, were there other things that helped you to really make your business more successful? Do you have any of those things that was just like that aha moment where it's just like, you know what, this is a viable business and this is my business model that will take me to the next level?
Yes, I would say when I made the transition from focusing on branding and marketing to focusing on business systems and automation, I think that it's coming out a little bit more, the importance of it, but it's still, people are like, okay, what do I do when it comes to building standard operating procedures, which are the steps that you take to accomplish a task? Or how can I automate my business? And in my case, I can run my business from my phone. So teaching entrepreneurs how to do that, that was really the transformation in realizing that I am a technology-based company and not just branding and marketing, even though I'll teach that as well.
And so I love that you said you're a technology-based company. What made you kind of see that angle? Because I know sometimes a lot of entrepreneurs, when you speak with them, they think technology-based is just having a website, right? Dive a little deeper into that for me, Avery.
And I will say, I didn't realize that on my own. I have to thank my Rice advisor for helping me to focus, because as you said, we think about technology as even the big AI robots and different things like that, but technology is all around us. And so from me teaching clients about how to use Midjourney or how to use CRM systems such as HoneyBook, that is a technology-based component. And for many clients, I've been able to reduce their tools. They have like maybe four or five tools or two tools that they pay a lot of money for, and I've reduced it to one. So those are simple technology solutions that any company can implement.
I love that. So now what I hear from a lot of entrepreneurs when they talk about building their business, they bootstrap or they get loans. What was your journey and what were some of the things that you did to really keep your business financially afloat? Because most businesses fell in the first 5 years. So what's your journey been like when it comes to having the financing, the funding, the capital to make sure that your business doesn't sink?
And I had to laugh to myself because I have been all over the place with financial capabilities. However, I will say some people knock the 9-to-5. I did bootstrap in the beginning and sometimes still bootstrap. So I do not knock 9-to-5s because you can have a stable income while building the business of your dreams. Then I also built my business credit. So I looked at, this is not my forte, so I looked at the Instagram videos of many entrepreneurs to see, okay, how can I build my business credit? And now, I guess now that I'm explaining it, I've realized it's been in levels. So now that I've transitioned from bootstrapping to business credit, I am in the grant space. And luckily, I've been considered to go to the next stage for a major grant that ranges from $10,000 to $30,000. So it's been an evolution. I would say grants are the way to go to help fund your dreams.
I love that. And so you said you have evolved, right? You went from bootstrapping to using your business credit to applying to these grants. What are some of the next levels or the next things that you want to do to really see your business grow and expand?
Definitely. That's a great question. And I'm actually in that stage now. I am looking for sponsors and investors to work with me or even just partner with me, and even not necessarily just sponsors, but pulling together resources with other entrepreneurs. I am in the talks with one of my business besties, as I call her, so we can pool resources where she leverages her expertise, I leverage my expertise, and we target clients and make more money together.
So are you doing things like events? Are you hosting webinars? What are some of the things that are really helping you to draw in? You talked about lead generation. Mm-hmm. What are you doing to generate leads for your business?
Yeah, so it's a mixture of things. You should see the funnel that's actually built out. But I always say that everyone should have a sort of lead magnet so they can bring people in 24/7, and also to just diversify the way that they attract clients. So that means online and offline marketing. So I do speaking engagements. I host events, virtual and offline as well. So finding, and also it really just goes back to finding your target market, because some of your target market might not even be on the Instagram, or they might not be on Facebook. They may be on LinkedIn, or they may be in various organizations, or maybe it's you reaching out to corporate partners. So it really just depends on your target market, but I would say diversify. And of course, have your website and online brand presence just as a backup.
Absolutely. So one of the things that I always like to ask my guests is about how they are really managing stress, when we know that being an entrepreneur can be emotionally and mentally demanding. So what are some of the things that you do for self-care?
Yes, this is a great question, because I didn't always prioritize self-care. I would just go sometimes.
Yes, me too.
And I'm like, oh, this is, you can't run on an empty tank, so let's bring it back. So some of the things that I like to do, and I'm actually in the part of rediscovering what makes me happy and what brings me calm. So I still look at cartoons.
Yes.
I play video games. I also bought these fancy markers so I color to keep me calm and stress-free. But I also like to travel and I like to hike. And so, and I like to just try experiences. So I would say experiences overall is how I take care of myself.
I think that is super cool, because traveling and coloring and just doing things, like you said, to keep you calm, mm-hmm. comes in so many different forms. And I love what you said about rediscovering your happiness, right? Or what makes you happy. Sometimes we lose touch with that. Like you say, going all the time, you really can just become disconnected with your own inner being, or mm-hmm. your inner bestie, right?
Yes.
One of the things I also like to discuss is just, how did you really begin to start this secondary business that you told me about, right? Because again, being an entrepreneur can be demanding. It can be, you know, financially challenging. So when did you discover, like, you know what, Black Woman Moguls is great over here as a business, but I have some opportunities in other areas and to take the leap in starting a secondary business?
Yes, so it started with a conversation with my co-owner, Ray McGee, and he was like, he was talking about the 360 photo booth company, and me being the person that I am, don't tell me a business idea, because I'll have you a business plan or some ideas right that same day. So I was like, okay. So we decided to start Spin and Shout, which is our 360 photo booth company here in Atlanta. And I will say all of the preparation from Black Woman Moguls helped to build Spin and Shout, because I was able to build this business in 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That is quick, fast, and in a hurry.
It is, yes. And so that, just learning about, okay, making sure I had my trademark before we actually went public to make sure we're protected, having the license and everything, it was a great opportunity that we saw that Atlanta needed. And we wanted, of course, there are so many 360 photo booth companies out there, but we pride ourselves on being a luxury experience, and we've found out ways that we are different from others.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Avery, for just being with me here on Sunday Conversations today. I think Black Woman Moguls is going to be a household name. I know you're already changing the game and making money in this photo booth industry. How do people get in touch with you if they want to be able to get some of your services as it relates to Black Women's Moguls? They need that coaching, they need those branding and marketing services, they want to leave feeling fulfilled instead of frustrated. How do people stay in touch with you?
Yes, you can visit the website www.blackwomenmoguls.com, and then also on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn, Black Woman Moguls. And then on Instagram, I do weekly tips on systems and automation and marketing for free.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for being here today, Avery, and sharing your valuable insights with our audience. Your stories are a true testament to the power of perseverance, innovation, and the spirit of entrepreneurship within the African-American community. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
And to our listeners, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Conversations. I'm Ashley Scott. And for information on today's episode, click the Sunday Conversations tab at smoothjazzatl.com.
Tune in every Sunday at 11 a.m. as we celebrate innovation, perseverance, and the entrepreneurial spirit. Sunday Conversations, hosted by Ashley Scott, only on Smooth Jazz 101, Smooth Jazz 100.